on this Monday morning, as we do all Monday mornings throughout the football season. We talk Buffalo Bills football, and we go beyond the playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, the Bills fall to 0-2. They lost at home to the Chargers, 31-20. What happened yesterday?
Where do we start again? I really think I like our Friday chats just a little bit more, since at least there's hope. But for the second straight week, the Bills fell behind early, and at the home opener gave fans very little to cheer about as they hung in there despite the oppressive heat, just hoping for some excitement, any excitement. You could feel the energy in the air as you entered the stadium. With all that being said, yesterday did have some palpable excitement with all eyes on Bills rookie quarterback Josh Allen at the beginning of yet another quarterback era in Buffalo. But before we get into Allen's start and performance, the tone-setting play and letdown for the Bills was showcased early by the defense. On Friday, I feared how the Bills defense, particularly the backfield, would do against a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, and they were as bad as could be expected, particularly to start the game when the Chargers ran up the score to 28-6 at halftime, and Rivers absolutely shredded the Bills defense by completing 15 of 16 first half attempts for 178 yards passing while leading the Chargers to nearly 300 yards of total offense. Again, all by halftime. And the terrible first half performance was actually capped off by what can only be described as one of the most bizarre and unprofessional moves in recent sports memory. Bills cornerback Vontae Davis reportedly went into the locker room at the half, took off his uniform and equipment, and quit the team. I've never heard of anything quite like this, and I'm not sure anyone has ever. And the damage wasn't just limited to the players. Head coach Sean McDermott actually took over defensive play calling in the second half to try to stunt the hemorrhaging, and it did seem to work, as Buffalo gave up only 3 points after halftime, but the deficit was just too big of a mountain for Josh Allen and the Bills' offense to climb.
Josh Allen, there's the name of which right now looks like the only thing that this season might be clinging upon. Let's talk about Allen's performance yesterday.
I thought Allen had an uneven yet respectable day in his first start. He was 18 of 33 with two interceptions and one touchdown for 245 yards passing. As a rookie with very little support from his underwhelming offensive line and a clear lack of pass-catching talent, he held his own and made it clear that management made the right decision, certainly to move on from Nathan Peterman. Having said all that, we've seen these types of performances by Bills quarterbacks time and time again. I'm the first to say that Allen is being graded on a curve in his initial performance, and understandably so, but that cannon just will only last so long. Even if the Bills continue to struggle in different aspects of the game, Allen will need to grow and grow quickly for the season to be a building success. And I have to say that the most impressive aspect, though, of his game was his resiliency. After heading into halftime down 28-6 with the team spiraling into another meltdown, he didn't collapse. He rallied, and he gave the team a chance to get back into the game. Just didn't have it in him quite yet, and it's the quite yet part that I'm sure Bills management and fans hope that something can be built upon going forward. And as for that defense, though, it'll be interesting to see how Coach Sean McDermott handles play calling in the coming weeks. But based on the fact that he took the responsibility from defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier and immediately saw positive returns, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some changes in the coming weeks. Overall, the Bills will continue to build and try to find their long-term identity. Yesterday was just another step along the way. Hopefully, despite another loss, it was a step in the right direction. Only time will tell.
Well, Matt Sabuda, we appreciate you taking time with us on these Monday mornings. Hopefully, they'll get a little brighter as we move through the season. As always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.